What's up? What's up?
Morning.
What's up? All right, let's practice. So let's get some wall space and let's do some handstands. If you're injured, do ragdoll on your mat. If you want to do forearm balance against the wall, do that. You can bring your mat next to the wall. Recreate your hands when you do handstands. Massage the floor out. Activate your fingertips, thumb tips, finger knuckles, thumb knuckles. Come down. And squat. Just take a squat. Can you do that? Face the center of the room so we can see your face. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You want it really intense today? That's why you're here, right? Okay. Round two. Face the wall. Looking hot, Julie Starr. Ready? Round two. Get set and get up there. Hands and feet. Courage looks like this. When you're up and your hands and feet are active, take your feet off the wall. You do 1 foot at a time. See, when you do handstands without the wall, you have to have the courage to go into the space where you're going to tip over backwards. That's why you have the wall. So you develop the courage to go into that space behind you. And then you'll enroll your finger muscles, your hand muscles, arm muscles, to find your balance point. Okay, come down, squat. Let's see if your face changed at all. No? Not really. I practiced this morning so I can watch you. This morning, work real hard. Naima tells me that you work harder when I don't practice, when I just teach. So I'll watch. You work real hard today. Okay, phase three, round three. Turn around, face the wall. Always measuring the distance from the wall to your hands intuitively. Check out everyone else's feet while you're in your, just check out, check feet. Look for, what are we looking for? Feet on 12 o'clock. Flexed, pointed, or flointed, either way. What's that? You can point your feet if you want to. If you can point your feet. As long as your feet are conscious, you can do anything you want with your feet. We'll stay up for 20 more seconds. Good to make your arms work and bring blood flow, strong blood flow into the arms and the torso. That was 20 seconds. Come down. And then go to your mat, child's pose. Yeah, go to your mat, back to the space in the room. Go next to Lemon. Go there. If you want to go there, you can go there. I want you to have as much freedom that's possible in your life this morning, in the next 80 minutes. So we just focus on flow. Tabletop. Down dog. The yoga student knows the power of creating a space for themselves to grow into, to stepping up their game. Walk your hands to your feet. Bring your feet together, clasp your hands at your lower back. Long spine, breathe in. Fold forward. Down dog. Bring your feet together, lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bring your upper foot to the mat. From the inside of your right thigh bone, lift up, keep your hips closed. Bring your shoulders up over your wrists, bend your upper knee, and tap your head with your upper foot. Okay, press back, open your hips. Straighten your upper leg, square your hips to the mat, bring your upper foot to the floor. From the inside of your left leg, go up. Bring your shoulders over your wrists, bend your upper knee, and tap your head with your upper foot. You can come up on your claws. Press back, open your hips. Straighten your upper leg, square your hips to your mat. Walk to the front of your mat. Bring your feet together, come halfway up. Forward bend. Stand up, mountain pose, belly up, spread your toes, spread your fingers, Anjali. Three arms. Reach up, breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. High to low. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in, breathe out, walk to the front of your mat, halfway up, forward bend, sweep up, bow forward, halfway up, low plank, up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. walk, or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow forward. Long spine. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Pump air. Breathe in. Breathe out. Press the floor like crazy. Come on, activate your arm muscles. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Bow forward. Flat back. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Above you. Press your palms together. Bend your elbows. Drop your thumbs to the nape of your neck. I always watch Naima's face when I call that pose out. She doesn't like this. I go. Above you, bring your palms together. Bend your elbows. Drop your thumbs to the nape of your neck. And I immediately shift over to Naima's face. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one.
I know.
Okay, take your mudra. Thumb knuckles to the base of your neck. Upper arm bones, pull them in towards the midline of your body. And take your upper arm bones to the back of the room. Zipper up your back leg. Breathe in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Breathe in, breathe out, walk or jump forward, halfway up, forward bend, thunderbolt, bow forward, long spine, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side, warrior one. This will be a complimentary sun salutation. Chaturanga, comes with the class, you get one free. Up dog. Down dog, left side warrior one, so you get the knack of being in flow together. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. You have your block. Get your block and put it like almost under your forehead. Will you do that? Wide side, so it's not long. Yeah, so it's wide side. Yeah, and you don't want, somewhere around there. Somewhere. Okay, ready? So you're going to have to jump over that or walk over. You're going to have to deal with it. Okay, breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. See, it's too front. Halfway up. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Bow forward. Halfway up, chaturanga, jump over there, up dog, down dog, right side, step forward over the block and go up, it's different, chaturanga, lift up, don't touch that block, good, up dog, down dog, left side warrior one, so it's a little weird in up dog, but you manage it, you adapt, chaturanga, it's good to keep your thighs up, up dog, down dog. And then maybe you bring the block forward. Just play around with it. Play around. Be in the inquiry of how to set your block up to fire up your core. So you're not dragging your feet forward or back. Okay, take three more breaths. Three more, and then sync up together. Maybe you're going to have to put the brakes on and flat back, but have a big vision and be for others. It's a challenge, Yeldon. Work that block. Work it. You see, as you're stepping forward, don't. So some of you are stepping around it. You don't want to step around it. Step up and over it. And then take 5 breaths and down dog. So as a practitioner who's empowering themselves, maybe they get a thinner block, or they make it work, and then they set 2 blocks up. That could be more challenging, but hey, breathe out. Walk or spring. Go ahead, now flow. You just flow. So when you want to wake up your hands and your feet, activate your core. And when you want to activate your core, you wake up your hands and your feet. It's all intention. Practice transitioning with excellence. So that's foot placement, moving from your bones, moving from your core. And then once you're in down dog, you'll take 5 breaths. Lengthen your breaths, make them really long. And then you go. After your 5th breath, you go. But I want you to be considerate of the group, which means your 3rd eye has to be open, and the front row has to be able to see people in the back row, and the back people have to link up and find flow with the people in the front of the room. See, once you're in flow, you can move at any rate and not lose your meditation. In fact, you'll be able to see the rate of movement change from one pose to the next, perhaps. The rate of breath shift. But maintaining the integrity of the whole space. You sweaty enough? We ready to move forward? 1 more, okay? 1 more. I'll kick it off. Ready? Breathe out. Walk or jump forward and flow. This would be like on the highlight reel of your yoga practice. If you had a highlight reel, like, whoa, look how much flow and how much love they're putting in. If you do mouth asana, where the sides of your lips go up a little bit, it can change the chemistry of your brain a little. Hey, bring your feet together. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee and hang out or flip over. Wheel pose. Go into wheel pose. Okay, come back into flip dog, though. Just flip dog. Stay in flip dog. And straighten your left leg on a vertical line and grab the bottom of your left foot with your right hand. Okay, so you're just going to straighten your left leg up to the ceiling and grab your left foot with your right hand. Mm-hmm, that's right. Okay, down dog. Good work. That was make up your own asana day. Bring your feet together, lift your left leg to the ceiling, bend your upper knee, and flip over. Be a wheeler, a wheeler. Return to flip dog. Now you gotta listen now, listen. Just straighten your right leg up to the ceiling. And grab your right foot with your left hand. 4, 3, good, good. 2, down dog. Do you know that part of your brain has never been touched before? Right foot forward, crescent lunge. Twisting dragon. It is what it is. Straighten your arms. And scissors pose. Place your hands the outside of your right foot like you're doing crawl. And establish a connection between the outside of your right thigh bone and your left upper arm bone. Five, straighten your legs, feet on 12 o'clock. Four, shoulders up above the level of your elbows. Three, good Sam. Two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist. Straighten your arms. Do you see how your front knee, your front shin, wants to be pressed to the midline of your mat? Don't let that happen. Create a strong connection between the outside of your front shin and the outside of your bottom upper arm. Okay, scissors pose. Five. Good. Four. Good, Jenny. Three. Left shoulder up, Jenny. The left shoulder. Two. Great. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Okay, right side. Warrior one, warrior two. Clasp your hands above your head. Spread your toes. Press your big toe mounds down through the rubber of your mat into the hardwood floor. Front knee forward and to the right. Now, more water in the pelvis. More fire in the belly. And fire, contract the lower ribs in to the body. Expand your mid-back. Okay, now take your upper arm bones back and press your palms up to the ceiling. Press them up. Tighten them up. Take the sides of your neck back. Okay, side angle pose. Half bind. Full bind. Full bind. Locate your femur head on your front thigh. You got it? Okay, press your femur head into the center line of your mat. Use your hands where your hands are locked up. Reverse bird. No wobbling. Five. Four. Three. Two. Chaturanga. Oh. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left side warrior two. Clasp your hands above your head. Drop your hips 2 to 4 inches closer to your mat. That wasn't a lot, just 2 to 4 inches. 3 inches will do. Bring your front knee forward and to the left. Press your palms to the ceiling. Firm up your arms, tighten up your arms. Mula Bandha, Mula Bandha. The Mani Bandha. Pull up the pelvic floor. Uddiyana Bandha. Side angle pose. Half bind into a full bind. And make your bind snug. Not too loose. Not too tight. Take the sides of your neck back more. A reverse bird. Feel the padding on the bottom of your lower foot and press your big toe mound through the padding into the hardwood floor. Steady, steady, steady. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Boat pose, jump through. Every week I get more excited to do boat because every week I see results from last week. Last week's effort, just a little thread of abdominal muscle gets added to your abdominal wall. And whatever else is in there, protecting the muscles, starts to burn away. Not protecting the muscles. Any excess tissue. Oh, okay. Adipose tissue. Yeah, that's fat. Yeah. Fat. You have blocks, of course. Of course. Okay, cross your ankles and float and get some air time. Come back to boat. Is anyone not seeing results from this pose, doing this week? Karen? Okay. You are? Okay, so why don't this row and this row, just keep your legs up, right? But bring your hands to the floor and spin and face the back students. Can you do that? Yeah, just spin on your butt. Okay. Ready? Ready? And then just support each other, set? And then lift your butt off the floor and float and float. And look up and just see the butts. It's like you look at the daylight. And then come back to boat. Okay, I'll give Karen an assist. Ready? Set? And then float. Float. And come back up. Okay, okay. I can only do so much. Okay, ready? Set? And then float. Stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up, stay up. Struggle a little bit. Okay, boat pose. We're not going to do many more, but we're going to do some more. Ready? Set. And then come up to boat. You'll straighten your legs on this variation. Straighten them. 3, 2, 1. Boat pose. You definitely, I want you to feel this tomorrow. It's great feeling sore from the day's work before. Okay, ready? Set. And go. Get your feet up, Karen. Feet up. Good, good. Okay, come back. We'll do 3 more. Ready? 3 more. Okay, let's add something to it. Okay, we'll add something to it. Ready? Set. And cross your ankles and lift up. Okay, ready? And then come back to boat. Come back to boat. And then go to low boat. Low boat. And then high boat. High boat. Low boat. High boat. Low boat. High boat. Cross your ankles and float. 4, 3, 2, last one. Boat pose. Low boat. High boat. Almost. Low boat. High boat. And then float. Float. Come up. Come up. 3, 2, chaturanga. That was good. Upward dog. Down dog. Okay, walk up to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Prayer twist to the right. into Side Crow. Go into Side Crow. Don't postpone it, though. Five. Four. Three. Two. Padangustasana. Long spine. Breathe in. Forward bend. What's Michelangelo say? The true danger is not that we aim too high and miss it, that we aim too low and we hit the mark. Let go of your toes, crow pose. With your right leg straight behind you, aim high. Have a space to grow into, a future to grow into. Chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Got to break the mold, walk forward. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the left. Side crow. Be courageous. Take the next step. And sometimes the next step you fall, but you fall forward. Three. Two. Okay. Gorilla pose. Long spine, breathe in, forward bend. Walk to the back of your mat with your hands and your feet touching. Okay, take your hands out from underneath your feet, leapfrogs. Get up. Press the inner edge of your feet together. Down dog. Huge breath in. Empty out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Stand up. Eagle pose, right side. Five. Four. Three. Two. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. Five. Four. Three. Two. Sweep up, right side, Garudasana. Listen carefully. Keep your eagle arms. Breathe out. Warrior one legs. Now firm up your back legs. Square your hips to the front of the room. If it feels better to lift your back heel off the mat, you can try that. Just be exploratory. Take your forearms forward. Drop your hips to the floor. Do a little baby back bend. Go up. Forearms away from your face. Forearms away from your face. Spread your fingers. Okay, wrap your back leg over eagle. Five. Four, three, two, sweep up. Left side eagle pose. You want to get out of the hiker's rest. So Vanny, Christina, you're sitting in your right hip. Lift your left hip up higher. Good. Yeah. Warrior one. Create some space. Create it from your feet. Square your hips to the front of the room. Listen carefully. Step to the front of your mat. Sweep your arms high. Breathe in. Hands to your heart center. Standing leg raise right side. One. Two. Three. Four. Open it, gaze left. Come back to center, twist. Come back to center, grab your upper foot with both hands, straighten your upper leg, and bring your forehead to your upper shin or your upper knee. 5, 4, straighten your legs. 3, 2, bring your upper foot to your mat, sweep up rhythm. Anjali. Uttanasana Padmasana, left side. 1, 2, 3, 4, upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. Upper leg back to center, revolve it. Come back to center, grab your upper foot with both hands, straighten your legs, forehead to your upper knee or your upper shin. 5, 4, 3, press the center of your lower heel down in your mat. 2, good, bring your upper foot to your mat, sweep high, breathe in, hands to your heart center, clear it out, breathe in, empty out, tree pose, balance on your left leg, right foot to your left inner thigh. Take your arms out like wings and take your arms behind you. Reverse prayer. Press your thumb knuckles into the thoracic spine. Or the pinky knuckle into your thoracic spine. Thank you. Fuse the lower body. Right heel bone to your left thigh bone. Front edge of your pelvis towards your navel. Now, engage your bandhas. Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha, Jalandhara Bandha, chin down. Drop your arms by your side, arms go up. Belly up, press the floor. Reach 1, 2, 3 inches more to the ceiling. Anjali Mudra, upper foot to the floor. Switch, balance on your right leg. Left foot to your right inner thigh. Reverse prayer. Lift your shoulders up to your ears. Keep them there. Keep them there. Lift them up. Create good space between your hips and your armpits. Now puff up front to back. Energetically create space from your chest to your back. Puff up. Now keep that energetic lift. Bring your scapula in to the midline of your body. And without force, let your shoulders drop down. Drop your arms by your side. Keep your shoulders integrated. Arms up. Roll your baby fingers into the center line of your body, Uddiyana. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Walk up to the front of your mat. Press your feet in the floor. Reach up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side, warrior 1. Warrior 2, Trikonasana. Ground the centers of your heels in your mat. Uddiyana. Uddiyana. Bring your upper hand to your hip. Half moon. Bend your upper knee, half bow. Grab the outside of your upper ankle. Grab the outside. Grab the inside of your upper ankle with your bottom hand. Good, Hanuman, Hanuman. Drop your hands to the floor, right leg back. Grab your blocks. Make your front foot flat. Curl your back toes under. 10. Phase one. Get in phase one. 9. Lift your back knee off the floor. Curl your back toes under. And bring your back heel forward. 5. 4. Pull the front edge of your pelvis up towards your navel. Uddiyana. 3. 2. Phase 2. Straighten your front leg. Front toes to the ceiling. 10. Steady. 9. Pull the heads of your thigh bones and the pelvis. This is why you have blocks, so you can get some elevation. 5. 4. 3. 2. All right, phase 3. 10. Uncurl your back toes. 9. Steady. Straighten your back leg. Straight, really straight. Squeeze it. 5. 4. Great. 3. Sternum up. 2. And face the right side of the room. Just come into a wide-legged stance facing the right side of the room. Bend one knee, straighten the other leg. Good, and then just do tripod. And if you can do, if you want to do tripod headstand, do that. When you do tripod headstand, you want the crown of your head maybe a little bit forward towards the forehead, and your hands making a triangle. Good, and then come out, Tittibhasana. Start by bringing your feet in closer, a little wider than what you would take in ragdoll, a wide ragdoll. Grab behind your calves, right above your Achilles, and you're going to press, you're going to be like pressing your calves forward to get your upper body lower towards the floor. Then you place your hands on your mat, bend your elbows like you're in chaturanga. 5. You just rest the bottoms of your thighs on the back of your upper arms. 4. Straighten your legs. 3. 2. Fantastic. Bring your feet to the floor. Stand up. Pyramid pose. Face the front of the room. Point your left toes forward. Breathe in. Bow forward. Take any variation you want with your arms. Twisting triangle. Five, four, three, two, chaturanga, upward dog, down dog. You're doing great. You keep moving. Left foot forward, warrior one, warrior two, triangle pose. Steady though. You got to stay steady. Experience your feet like never before. Spread your toes. Uddiyana, from the core to the floor, from the core to the hands. Breathe out. Upper hand to your hip, half moon. Calm and cool. Half bow. Bottom foot on 12 o'clock with precision. Grab the inside of your upper foot with your bottom hand. I got you. Go ahead. Are you okay with that? No? Okay. Keep your hips open. Open your hips. Open them up. Kick more. Ragdoll. Hanuman. Did that do anything? Left leg back. Phase one. Front foot flat on the ground. Curl your back toes under. Back knee off your mat. 10. Meditate on the action of rooting the inner edge of your front foot in your mat. From the big toe mound on your front foot to the inner heel on your front foot. Down into the ground. 5. Pull your thigh bones in the pelvis. 4. 3. Issa, lift up a little more. 2. Right hip back. Right hip back. Good. Okay, phase 2. That's good. Better. Front toes to God. Front leg straight. Back toes curled under still. Good. 10. Play with block placement and block height. Keep your spine vertical. And bandhas. Bandhas. Karen, bring your blocks back a little bit so you're not leaning forward. 5, good. 4, 3, 2, phase 3. Does that feel good? Mm-hmm. Stay integrated with your thigh bones. Pull them into the pelvis. Doing 5, 4, 3, 2, and come out down dog. Face the left side of the room. I'm sorry, left side of the room. And just bend your knees, work into your groin. And separate your feet wider, straddle leg splits. Press your big toe mounds down to the ground. Inner ankles back. Lift the inner arches, your feet off the floor. Outer ankles down. Firm legs. Lean forward. Okay, walk your feet back in. Tittabhasana redemption. Ready? So feet about hip width, a little wider. And grab behind your calves. And press your calves, your Achilles tendons forward, and you'll see your upper body move underneath your legs or behind your legs. Shoulders behind the knees. Try to get the shoulders behind the calf muscles. And then place your hands on your mat, just like you're in chaturanga or making crow arms. Now sit on the back of your upper arms and straighten your legs. 5. Good, KJ. 4, straighten your legs more. Straighten. 3, make fire come out of your feet. 2, your feet to the floor. Lift your hips up. Stand up, stand up. Pyramid pose. Point your right toes forward. Step your back foot halfway up. Clasp your hands any way you like if you want to. Breathe them. Fold forward. Drop your hands to your mat, twisting triangle. 5. Last standing pose. Make it great. 4, 3, 2. Chaturanga. Yeah. Up dog. Down dog. Virasana, drop your knees to the mat. Separate your feet. Drop your butt down in between your heels. You can put a block there if you want. Bring your knees together. Bring your hands to your heart center. Close your eyes. Be present. Put your attention on your hands. Take your attention off your thoughts and put your attention on your hands. Put your attention on what you want to have happen, and then be for it. You take your attention off your thoughts, and you put your attention on what you want to have happen. And then you stand for it. You be for it. You practice for that. Stand up on your knees. Step your right foot forward. Ardha Ustrasana. Right arm high. Left hand to your back heel. And let's build an edge. We'll create an edge around this pose. Locate your front shin and not letting it wobble. Press the front heel down on your mat. Take your left lung forward, about five more counts. Bring your hips forward, hips forward. Down dog. Drop your knees to your mat. Virasana. Bring your hands to your heart. Take your attention off your thoughts. Put your attention on your Ujjayi breath. And be with your Ujjayi breathing. Sides of your neck back. Stand up on your knees. Step your left foot forward. Ardha Ustrasana. Bring your hips forward. And lean back. Get some support, a little support with your back arm. You feel that? And then lift out of it. And then no support. It's just anchoring you down to earth. Right lung forward, spine in, spine in. Down dog. Camel pose. Five. Four, three, two, down dog. So let's be master transitioners for the sequence. Stay in the fire. Okay, high plank, lower to your mat, and move right into bow. Right into it though. Get this transition, it's really important. Come right into bow. You don't need to rest like you usually do when you hit the floor. Just come right into bow. Maybe you do one leg at a time, just move forward. Here, come down. Locust pose. Any variation you want. So transition, come up in the pose. Come on. Go. Five. Four. Three. Two, come down. Okay, rest for a moment. Just rest. Bow pose, ready? Set, and get in the bow. Where's their strain? Give up the strain. Put good effort in. Good effort. About five more counts. So transition from this pose to flying squirrel. Just come into flying squirrel. Five. More extension. Four. Three. Full extension. Full extension. Two. Okay, come down. Yeah, up dog. Down dog. Drop your knees to the mat. Bridge pose. Let's stay in it. Igniting. Let's stay in it. Press the floor. Come up. Five. Four. Three. Two. Come down to the mat. Wheel pose. Reset your foundation. Press the floor. Come up. Five. Four. Three. Two. Hey, come down. Hey, grab your strap. Strap up your legs. Put the strap about, I don't know, 6 inches above your knees. Maybe 4 inches. Hey, reset your feet. Tighten it up so the space between your thighs is maybe a block's distance, a thick block's distance. You can even grab the block and just squeeze the block and then feel how much resistance you need in the strap as a measure to not let the block slip out. Okay, ready? Reset your feet. Place your hands on the floor for wheel. Press down into the mat. Come up. Bridge your wheel. Doesn't matter. Five. Four. Three. Two, come down. So now you might want to tighten the strap up or loosen it. I don't know. We'll do four more. Ready? Set and go. This is too high. I'll pull it down. Come on down. So you see, you want to tighten up. So you don't want your legs going out too wide. Yeah. Okay, reset. Press the floor. Go up. Five. Four. Three. Two. Hey, bring your chin to your chest. We'll do two more. So you want to resist the temptation of letting the strap do the work that your legs need to do. So, you know, the strap is not allowing your legs to splay apart. That's just as a safety. It's a governor. Okay, reset your hands on your feet. So when you get up there, ground the inner edge of your feet in the floor and hug in, pull in. Breathe out and come up. If you pull the thigh bones in the center line of your body, the effect is that the thigh bones will internally rotate. You'll free up the sacrum. Legs, more legs. Locate your legs. Come down. Good. And last one. You can take the strap off if you want to. Everything you got. This one goes on the highlight reel too. Ready? Set and go. You at your best. 5, steady, 4,
3, 2, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the mat.
Bring the bottoms of your feet together, butterfly pose. This is bliss. Don't miss it. Stretch your body out. Pull your knees in your body, massage your back muscles across your mat. Dead bug. Let go of your feet. Squeeze your knees into your body. Grab underneath your thighs. Rock and roll. Head to heels. Vinyasa, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. Be a powerful transitioner. About 10 more counts, fill the space. 10 more counts, you fill the space with conscious breaths. Step up and fill that space with conscious breath. One of the most important aspects of training when you're moving towards growth, breaking the mold and moving forward, giving up what you know and challenging yourself, developing a whole new skill set. Whether it's just staying on your mat for the full 90 minutes in this type of intensity. showing up. It's my practice too, showing up every Thursday morning, ready to challenge myself, ready to challenge students, to hold good space for the students. No doubt, this has drawn something out of me that wasn't present in my life before this class showed up. As a student, as a teacher, it's different for me when I practice with you guys than when I teach. Down dog, half pigeon, left side. And that was one thing that I always looked for in my teachers, is if they were growing. If they were growing, if they were doing things that took them out of their comfort zone. One of the most magnetic things to have in your yoga practice is something to live into, a future, to live into, an aim, a vision. Something that inspires you to do this type of work. Relax any tension in your jaw, on your lips. Bring some sound to your out-breath. Ten counts. Five more counts. Commitment. Fill that space with breath. You keep coming back to this practice. You know, you show up every Thursday morning and you develop the knack for following through and making this space and the experience great and invigorating. You do whatever it takes the night before, the morning of, a couple days before. So you begin to see this practice as it's setting you up off the mat. You start realizing what you do off the mat, your practice, just as much as what you're doing on the mat. Double pigeon. Transition, come into the pose. Roll forward in your sitting bones, bow down. Close your eyes, relax your jaw, your lips, your neck, shoulders. Pranayama, pranayama. That alone will do it. Just get in the air and pump it, pump it. Sit up. Frog pose. Are you to do the, well, yeah, do the other side and then we'll do frog. Drop your head to the ground. Close your eyes. Lean into it. Go ahead, lean in. Get this foot in the bottom. Yeah. Create some sound. Come on. Sit up. Seated forward bend. Inverted tabletop. Bring your bum to the ground. Frog pose. Close your eyes. Push your hips back a little bit. Come back here. Good, come out. Waterfall pose. You can bring your knees to your forehead or plow pose. You can move into deaf man's pose. We'll stay one more minute. Here, take your blocks out of the way. Bring your bum to the mat. Squeeze your knees in your body. Straighten your left leg down on the floor. Supine twist to the right. Come back to center. Bring your knees into your body. Straighten your right leg down on the floor. Supine twist to the left. Close your eyes. Go ahead, close your eyes. Come back to center. Bring your knees in. Press the bottoms of your feet together, butterfly. Or corpse pose, you choose. Take a big breath in, open your mouth.
Breathe in.
Breathe out. Roll over onto your right side. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer. Three ohms. Pray hands to your forehead center. Breathe in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good job. Nice work. Good work. Good work. Good. Go enjoy your day. Drink lots of water. Get some electrolytes. And you know the drill. So go create it. And I'll see you guys soon. Watch out. There's a pool of water right around here. So just watch out. And I will see you guys soon. Take care. Yeah. You're welcome.